Hello and welcome to day 26 of 40 Seconds for 40 Days. Yesterday, we noted that the prophet Yirmiyahu, even though he may have very difficult and very sad prophecies, he still was an individual who was filled with happiness, because that's ultimately the only way that a Navi, that a prophet, can prophesy, is in a state of this content happiness. And explains Rav Tzadok Milublin an additional idea, that the word besimcha has the same shoresh, the same root, the same connection as the word machshava. And he essentially explains that these two words are linked, because to be happy is not necessarily about a reality, but it's more about a state of mind. Quite often in life we see individuals who are very happy and have very little, and we see individuals who have a lot but are not so happy. It's all about the frame of mind. It's all about the state of mind that we are in. And if it's all, or at least mostly, about the state of mind, then that means that we all have the ability to attain this true happiness, which, as we explained yesterday, can ultimately bring us closer to God. Hashem should help us find happiness, not outwardly, but by looking inwardly and being able to adjust our mindset in order to fit the understanding of that true happiness is always found within. Wishing everyone a beautiful day.